And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear here and declare your independence. From me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the BEA beautiful studios of Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com. Woo, that's a good one. Oh, it took a couple weeks. John Brakey, good friend, long time. He's been, you know, at the voting machines. Voting machines need to be, elections need to be taken. You know what? He's got a website, electionnightmares.com. Election nightmares. And you got Fatally Flawed, the documentary about them coming to understand how it really works here in Arizona. And I'm just so, we just did, I got to tell John, let's say hey to John real quick. John, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm more than wonderful. The hour you before too. We had Glenn Jacobs on, you know, the WWE wrestler Kane. He's like 6'9", you know, huge guy. Oh. But he's been a really good friend for years. Met him during the Lovolution. Very well read, philosophically libertarian, freedom oriented, and leave me alone kind of guy. And he's running for, they have like a county mayor in his area where Knoxville is in Tennessee. And the whole thing of we're going to this and this and this and whip ass and have fun there, but doesn't matter if the election's rigged. And we just found out in L.A. County that they got 144% registered voters of people that are even eligible to vote. And you go, yeah, yeah. So Glenn, John Brakey went to DEFCON, which is, excuse me, which is the hacker convention in Las Vegas, Nevada. That was just, last week. And we had several people that went to that and came down, you know, to hang out with us and vacation. And we went to the Jackalope, which first weekend in August, which was awesome. We didn't even promote it at all this year, and it was just a big, giant weekend of awesome. And they went to what and met you. They go, John Brakey has a nephew or brother or cousin or something that is a state legislator in Maine. And they go, yeah, we know he's a freedom guy. You know what that? So I'm telling you, John, you got your work coming out, you know, work cut out for you in this next election cycle of we know better. Tell it to the people.
Absolutely. That's my nephew, Eric Brakey, who is a state senator. He started off working for Ron Paul and when he had his campaign and then stayed in Maine because his family is from Maine. He goes back quite a few generations on my brother's wife's side, and he's quite a character. He led the walkout in the Republican convention because when they screwed Ron Paul, the state of Maine and Texas walked out, if you remember, and that was my nephew who led it.
Oh, my goodness. You mean in the Tampa RNC convention thing?
Yeah, yeah. And then the next 4 years later, he came back and was put on the bylaws committee and, where they choose their platform. And he worked it really hard, and then he turned around and voted against it because it was anti-democratic. No, he's quite a character. He is a more libertarian than Republican by far.
Ah, he's one of us.
He's one of you.
Okay.
I'm a little bit like you guys do. You know,
you guys, you evolve. All y'all evolve after you get a dose of you evolve. Well, this is...
You and me go back a long ways, Ernie.
You know, this is
your original data helped me very hard to get down this rabbit hole faster.
Well, this, you came across enormous election fraud, and we understood the fundamentals and who was doing what where, but what are you going to do? We didn't have the internet in the early 90s and going through the 90s.
No, we didn't.
You know, we didn't have the ability to, you know, document and put online. Well, we did. I mean, we made use of that. They got into, like, Yahoo groups that you had, different email lists, and you put documents up and, you know, and be a resource.
Yeah.
Well, I was doing radio. I started in February of 03, and not too long out, like 04, there was John Brakey calling, when we do research on election fraud in Arizona, you know, I kept coming up. And he'd go, hey, man, you need to know. I go, look, go to my archive, go in elections or election fraud I have there, listen to the shows on this, then call me, and you'll understand that, you know, I get it, man. This is, what are you going to do about it? So you did. And he called me and he goes, damn. I go, yeah. And then some. So then John sunk his teeth in the Democratic Party into, you know, taking care of elections, certainly here in Arizona. And that brought forth so much stuff and understanding of how they did it down to the hard drive, the programs, the software, you know, who was the person that pushed the button, actually did it and responsible for and how and who and for billions of dollars. That is the motivation in the background of going national with this stuff, what he learned there, being an expert around the country to the point that he's at a hacker convention there where they're hacking the voting machines. Was that a big, giant surprise to you they're able to do that, John?
Not at all, but it was an emboldening experience for me and all the great scientists and election directors or recorders who were there.
Really? I wonder how they're even allowed to go.
They were freaked. And the scientists, you know, I know most of them for years, and I've never seen him so hardened about the fact how bad the system really is. I mean, we had a guy named Blaine there who really set this whole thing up. He was in the Obama White House and security of computers. And his statement, which has made headlines across the country, is that if you believe that these machines are unhackable, either you're a fool or a liar.
Yeah.
That's what he said. And all these scientists have come out really strong.
They've been saying this since you've been doing this. It doesn't matter. They're going,
they did this time. Not like
good.
They did.
That's the way
the next
it's supposed
room, they
to
were
be.
Hacking, and they were further more abrasive about how bad the systems were and explaining. And I've captured this all on video. It'll be up on Election Nightmares, hopefully, in the next 48 hours, because, you know, as soon as I got done with that, I had to prep and then go off to Minnesota to do a convention there that we laid out a program on how to decorrupt our democracy. And me, Bill Reisner, and another person did a heck of a presentation, which I just got the video edited, and it's going up right now, and I sent you a draft or a copy of it.
Ooh!
No, it's been a remarkable year.
Well, wherever it's at...
You don't have me on your show enough. I'm always working.
Waiting on you!
Georgia was a huge election.
Waiting on you. Waiting on you. You tell me you need to come on. It's time, man. You know.
Then I'll do that. I'm sorry. Then I apologize.
Yeah, it's your fault.
Yeah, it is my fault.
Don't be blaming me. Heck, I just, you know, do a regular have you on every month if you wanted. You know, we could set up a time, a regular, John, I think it's, that Donna put on at least every month you call and do and regular and more than 4 weeks go by, it's too long, John Brakey. You know, when it's a big giant.
I'm always doing an election somewhere, as you probably know.
Yes, you are. And, well, Georgia, what happened in Georgia?
This is all I do now. I work this full time. I've got a little bit of grant money that was given to me and said, hey, don't do nothing else. Just keep doing this.
Good. Knox County, Tennessee.
Yeah.
KNOX, Knox County, Tennessee. Glenn Jacobs running for county mayor. I want the, you know, we're going to help, and I a little bit of focus is going to get national attention. It's Kane from the WWE. He's 6'9", going to be a superhero, whip ass. taking it seriously. This is a guy that, man, he's setting aside and putting it for this and his community, and I hate to see that kind of effort go for naught, and it's already decided in some computer drive somewhere. And I'm going, exactly. John's going to help.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. FreedomsPhoenix.com constantly providing the information, the real news about government policies, and the real relationship we all have with the coercive government. The real condition of the economy, innovations in technology, breakthroughs in energy, health, and computer science. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media. The corporate media, nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but now there's an alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Constant news updates on the issues that affect your life in the most important ways. With liberty and property under constant attack, FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda, and it encourages the participation of its readers. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. The revolution between the ears has already happened.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agrist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. And some people will try dirty tricks to silence your voice. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agrist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, you cannot tolerate any skullduggery. So go with AgristHosting.com. Have a WordPress or blog site, but you're not satisfied with performance or uptime? Or just want raw hosting? Want to pay with Bitcoin? Agrist Hosting specializes in high-performance hosting with personalized service. Go to AgristHosting.com and click on the button that says Get Hosted. That's AgristHosting.com.
You there, John?
I certainly am.
Okay. What, do you just want to put on a headset or something?
Yeah. So I can hear a lot better, and I'm a pacer when I talk.
Okay, well, I just get your level. Count to five for me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. I'm serious. Not write this down, because it's going to be... It's good. Okay, you just got to trust me on this, man, because Ernie, have I ever steered you wrong?
Huh? Never. Huh? Never.
Okay.
Never.
Knox, K-N-O-X, County.
Oh, hang on. Let me write this down. Knox
County.
K-N-O-X.
Like in Knoxville, you know. Yeah, K-N-O-X, yeah. Knox County, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And it's jacobsformayor.com is why I'm interested. And you don't care about who the candidate is. But, you know, it's my thing is there's going to be a lot of Ron Paul type Lovolution attention on this particular race, I guarantee it. And it comes up in less than a year. It's like, the primary is in the spring of 18. So this is going to get a lot of attention, and I want to make sure that, it's done right. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, here we come.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
And we're right back with John Brakey. John Brakey is, electionnightmares.com. I'm wondering, this event that they had to hack the voting machines at DEF CON, who organized that? Somebody selling machines to not be hacked? I mean, what was the motivation for them doing that?
Well, it was, 2 years ago. You remember the Rolling Stone reporter who was murdered by...
Which one?
Driving his car. The one that did
the Mercedes general. Got hacked into pole of, it has a car computer and he couldn't stab, bang, he's dead.
Yeah, well, now the next 2 years later, they decide with all the controversy to do the voting machines. And
Wait a minute, was the same people that worked on that or something?
This was a different group. It was the guy who came out of the Obama White House, and Blaine. He went ahead and called up some people who were the head of DEF CON, and then he said, yeah, let's do it. And so then we all worked together to try to get as many vote machines as we could.
No, wait. What did that have to do with the journalist that had his car hacked?
Well, 2 years ago, it was the hack on the car, and they actually did that and demonstrated
Yes, it was very possible.
Oh, so it's the same guys.
Well, yeah, same people, general people of DEF CON. But then this guy called and said, hey, why not? Let's do voting machines this time.
Oh, you know, hell you know. Yeah. They knew that'd be an easy one.
yeah, real easy. I mean, you know.
Bring out the 13-year-olds on this one.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, it was all young people. But, you know, I'm 63. So everybody younger than me is young people, you know. And it's hard to believe how we've aged over this, working on this, irony. I mean, I was 49 years old when I hooked up with you.
But it's the same. It's the same. And when I told you from the beginning that you started,
it's
going,
not the same. It's not the same.
No, it's the same so corruption. It's the same bad guys.
Oh, yeah,
it's the same
is,
bad people totally. Doing bad stuff.
But we know who they are. We know what we got to do. And we're putting a game plan. We know how to take away their impunity now. And now we just got to organize. And, you know, I'm a big believer in Naomi Klein's new book, No's Not Enough, and we have to make the leap to go ahead and fight and stand up and be start learning how to be courageous in this country
again. When did this book come out?
Come out about, I guess, about 6-8 weeks ago, and it's just
really
an incredible book.
Naomi Klein, her new book, Get Around and Whip Ass.
No is not enough.
No is not enough. Well, yep. See, you know, Naomi Klein is... elections. I mean, in particular, is she not?
Not yes and no. I mean, they had a big meeting, I guess, in Canada, you know, where they could really meet freely, I guess. I don't know. And I was surprised even Neil Young was there. And they all sat around and decided, you know, my issue is important. They said, no more of that, okay? We have to work together. And really the base of this is to be able to make our vote count, because if that's not countable and it's manipulated, then we are living in a country that makes believe that we're that other country. And if you really believe in the American dream, as George Carlin would say, you have to be asleep to believe it.
Well, because it's a club and you ain't in it.
That's right. You got it. And we're not.
We ain't in it. Yep. Well, this effort out of DEF CON, what was revealed? What happened?
It showed that everything that you and me knew already a long time ago, but publicly, because there's media there and directors, and that how easy it really was, that people could just walk through and work on them for an hour or two, say, okay, I'm in, boom, boom, you know what I'm saying, with their smartphones or devices they brought. That's just how easy it was. And, you know, uncovering these devices, I mean, they even had the poll books there, the electronic poll books, which is really, you know, a lot of people don't realize, last year in the height, they used a voter database like they never used before, all across the country, Arizona included. You know, I sued the whole state last year. 150,000 people were disenfranchised. We had witness after witness who testified that, hey, when I started this election, I was a Democrat. And when I wound up being a Republican or a Libertarian or something to disenfranchise them, because they know how people are voting nowadays because of the statewide databases hooked to commercial databases. They know if you don't like anchovies on your pizza. They got Google. They got Facebook, okay?
Yep.
But they collect these data. And then, of course, they broke into the Democratic van database on Bernie's side. They know all his contributors in California. My God, they forced 500,000 people into provisional ballot. Another million people couldn't even vote for president.
L.A. County has 144% of registered voters voting than what is eligible to vote. Did you see that? Did you see that story?
I saw that headline, and I'll be over in L.A. I'm meeting with people over there next month who are involved in that system, and they got a brand new system. Supposedly, they're going to hire hackers. But it proves one point. Vote by mail is dangerous. In California, it proved it to me. In Arizona, it proved it to me. Illinois, it proved it to me. Massachusetts, where they're just starting to get vote by mail, which I would imagine in 5 years, they'll probably be up to 80%, because there's no excuse voting by vote by mail. And, you know, Bev Harris came out and told me this. And I think you're going to find this not startling.
Harris from Black Box Voting that, you know, started the hack. You know, she you know, you got to tell Bev Harris the story. All right, we're almost at the end of the thing. Let me do this real quick so we understand where we're at. In 2004, I was running for U.S. Senate against John McCain, and the whole time I was using that as a platform to warn about this. There was an HBO documentary called Hacking Democracy, I think it was, and she did this documentary and demonstrated, this is a lot of stuff you've been hearing in the last couple elections, oh, they can do this and hack that, and this DEF CON, what you just went through, we knew this back in 04. What is that? That, you know, 13 years ago? I mean, you know, we knew. It was an HBO documentary. I made dozens and dozens and, you know, got hundreds of copies of that and distributed them at every event that I went to. It's under attack. You are not getting the result that the people are actually voting. And this realization came from Bev Harris. They had a site called Black Box Voting. And she started a lot of this revelation, and it's taken this long to get to DEF CON. You know, so that's Bev Harris. Go ahead and make your point. I'm sorry.
Well, she called me up and told me that it looks like that whoever was breaking into the voter database, one of the things they wanted was the voter's signature. And you and me both know that process, but you know the process as it was 10 years ago. Now let's talk about today. Today, Runbeck, okay, has a Pitney Bowl machine, and when the ballots come in, it takes a picture of your signature and then sends that picture of your signature to somebody else to verify the picture of the picture. How do you know that that person did not move to New York because of the statewide database and cross-check type programs that when you register to vote in New York, it contacts back here and says, oh, he's transferred to New York. He's registered there, so send his data. They have to hold it here for so long. How do you know that the vendor didn't mail himself a ballot and put your picture of your signature on it?
Yeah, no, this is, I'll detail for the audience. God, there's so many ways. I'm just glad you're there highlighting all of them. We'd be more talking with John Brakey, electionnightmares.com. Oh, no, it's a nightmare. We'll be right back. Nightmare. For the archive, I don't want to spend a whole bunch of time on all the mechanisms and what I just want to get to the solution and different vendors and machines and offering of what, you know, they're going to fix it and what you guys discovered and what you would endorse. But it is so bad that at every level, when I got to give you this. In 1994, when we first started really, you know, paying attention to how this was done, early voting had just started. It's now 70, 80 something percent in some places. That
85 at a big election.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So what they do is they'll say, you know, we need to know who wants early balloting, who wants to be early voting. Well, you know, pick me. Oh, yeah, you got that list. And then you send, and you, candidates will mail to that list because right when they're getting their early ballots is when you'll get all these postcards and brochures and mailings from the candidates because you're getting ready to fill out, and there it is. Well, that list of those people is created in many different ways, but one of the most popular, it's still legal here in Arizona, last time I checked and started back then, was you got a list, all the campaigns would see who requested an early ballot. And then they would, you know, target them and say, you know, pick me and vote for me. Well, if you know who these people are as candidates, you'll say, send in your early ballot request to this address. And they would say, you know, give me my ballot. Well, then they would call you and see who you're going to support. And it'd be elections department of it's the campaign for the, you know, the candidate. And they would call you and do a survey. And if you chose poorly, they just put the request in the trash. If That's you right. said you vote wanted to vote for them, they would forward your request onto the county. And then they would send you your early ballot. And if you didn't, you wouldn't even get one if you weren't going to support the right person. Well, now they're, you know, once they've gotten saturated and they just got this list for everybody, now they got to do it differently. Now it's, you know, there's all kinds of different levels of corruption that they're doing. But that's when it started in 94 and we started to realize how they were using these databases. And I'm going, oh. So now it's just, you know, in addition to that, of course, it's just fraud. But I'm wondering the solution that they were advocating for at DEF CON. They're going pen and paper. I mean, or blockchain voting, or, you know, oh, that was another thing. Christina Tobin from, where the heck it is that she's...
Or very well, yes.
You know, what's the organization she's doing now? I mean, she's the one that did the third-party debates with Larry King.
Yeah,
and
she did. She certainly did. I bet I had a chance to meet her in New York City. She did an interview with me.
And she was
blown away.
She was talking about you. This, I'm going, look, man, until John gets what he wants, it's all a waste of time anyway. So, you know, the were there vendor solutions? Because I know that you've been going on. There have been hardware solutions to these problems, and they just don't want to do them.
It is a solution that's based on the fact that the old machines that use MarkSense technology, which is like when you and me were in school, we took the Iowa test and we used a number 2 pencil, and it's marked, you made a mark and it sent the mark using an LED light, has gone extinct, Ernie. It's a great thing that it went extinct, because the new mechanism is a digital image front and back of every ballot, and it could be pegged against the original ballot if they put the inkjet back in the machine.
Okay. No. We'll talk about
ballot images.
That.
Yeah.
We're coming back. Let's go ahead and we'll talk about that. Here we go.
Revolution between the ears has already happened.
Yeah, we're right back to John Brake.
If you enjoy LRN.FM, please contribute to your favorite shows via their websites and become an amplifier at amp.lrn.fm. That's amp.lrn.fm.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Mayor of Hancock, John Brakey. You can't declare your independence if you're dependent on them counting for you. I don't trust the computer guy. Give me some, you know, the little old lady that knows that I'm in the precinct and they know I'm who I am, or hell, even ID me. I don't care. But the thing is that what are we looking at? Just count it right.
Exactly.
Well, exactly. You know, tell me about the solutions. I mean, if you're at DEF CON and they're going, ha ha, look, it's broke. And they were advocating for what solution? I mean, are there solutions out there? I thought there was a solution that they actually bought the machines they needed here in Arizona, and the feature that made it secure, they turned off.
They were destroying. That's what they were doing. The whole state was. You know, I won the court case. It turned out that they tried to pass. They passed a law to try to bushwhack me, and it's really kind of like Chuck Huckleberry threw the rest of the state below the bus in order to keep me from getting the ballot images temporarily. But we're going to be filing in another county through a political party. I can't name it right now. And because, you know, Arizona is a party-centric oversight state, and so we're going to wind up hitting them again, possibly in 2 different counties that we're negotiating with the...
Tell the issue. There are vendor hardware to actually solve these problems, and they just, we don't want to use that feature so much. So explain that to the public.
Well, it's a pretty simple process. It's like I said, is that these new machines do not take sense the mark you made. That was an old antique type system. I'm 63. I was using it when I was in school 50 years ago, you know, taking the Iowa test, the number 2 pencil. That's gone. It's gone completely extinct. The new system is just like my judge explained in the court case, which I'll explain here. He said to Pima County, let me ask you a question. I'm not very computer literate, but if you take voted ballots, and you photocopy these voted ballots, and you use the photocopy to count the vote, what makes you think you can destroy them? And then he went ahead and he ruled from the bench and said, hey, you cannot. I rule for the plaintiff on this, and if you want to appeal, appeal now. Now, Brakey, you go ahead and get your next part of your case ready. And so that right there stopped the whole state from destroying them, and now we are going after them by saying as a political party, because they did come back and, you know, they did the sneaky thing of doing a strike all bill. I knew nothing of it. and it would look very innocuous, and it said ballot images shall be handled and stored and not given out, just like paper ballots, okay? And we know that we can defeat that, and so now we're choosing to go into another county to do that because of how corrupt the court system really is in this state. And I'll say this, in this video I'm putting out, Bill Reiser does a great job.
Okay, let me explain to people, as I recall, because I want people to understand what you are accomplishing. There is a mechanism by which when you go and you vote, the machine takes a picture of every ballot. And that's the picture, that database is put into a hard drive, and it links that digital image with they put a barcode on to that actual physical document. So you have both. You have a physical document that goes over and gets locked up supposedly and kind of it's over here. Then you have a image matching all that. Barcode is searchable and you can do whatever. That allows you to be able to audit a lot of things, and you can do it from your couch. You can down and keep privacy of everybody, you know, it doesn't matter, but you can audit the balloting and from your living room on your laptop. Well, they didn't want that. They're like, oh, hell no. So they stuck in a little bit of John Brakey legislation. I got Ernie Laws coming out my butt. Now John's getting John Laws, okay?
That's right.
So they create elections,
right,
man. If they see you're starting to, you know, bang on the door of, you know, you can see what they're doing, you get legislation. And that's what's happened. They go, nope, you can't do this as it was intended. The whole thing was set up for this kind of public auditing of the ballot. And they go, nope, you're not allowed. How would you use that information? I forgot, you know, the details of how that was so valuable to you, these scanned in images. Explain that to the audience.
Well, it's a pretty simple process, is that you get an image of both sides of the ballot. It has a special serialized number adapted to each one of those images. And that if they put the inkjet back into the machine for the central count scanners, they can put another number on the ballot and then marry them in a ballot table log. And you could download the, if they wanted you to, it allowed you to, is you could download that precinct's worth of ballots with a cast vote record. And then you could download a program, print out one image, use that to code your app. And then the next thing you know, you could watch it being counted, or it would just count everything. And then when you get done, you should pick a couple of random ballots by using some kind of a system. And then say, now I want to match it, because, you know, they could play with these images, even though it would be pretty hard, because, you know, fraction magic, and you know all about fraction magic, can change the numbers, but it cannot change a ballot image. And we don't need legislation to do this. Public records requests are there already. And I tell people that, you know, it's a type of mandamus type act. And mandamus act basically says, Your Honor, could you please order these bureaucrats to follow the law?
Okay, now this is the mechanism that John's talking about.
Yeah.
When you look at the total, the receipt, they go, yep, so-and-so won. It was 51-49, so saith the number. And you go, really? Well, how'd you get that number? From these ballots in this jurisdiction of okay, well, let's go take that image and let's just count them. You know, I do it on my living room. I go, you know what? These totals don't match. Don't let them have the images and they won't know they don't match. And then we're not going to let them know it doesn't match and it doesn't, and you don't know. And you go,
they're doing it nationally. They're
doing this.
Not even advertising these machines have images. Bob Petrakis went into Ohio, sued 13 counties, the Secretary of State. The Secretary of State lawyer comes walking in and says to your judge, Your Honor, we never even turned it on. Well, that was a lie, because the system doesn't work unless it's on.
They're getting away with it because they've been able to get away with it because they've been getting away with it. And John and electionnightmares.com and all of the people that are, you know, you're like an expert in the industry now. They got you traveling
Over. Everywhere. I did the Left Forum, then I went into D.C., then I went into People Summit, and then from there I came back here. Then I went off to Minnesota for their convention. I leave in a few weeks to go over to California, to Hollywood, to meet with people there. And then I come back to San Francisco and Berkeley. We're having a conference, and I'll be speaking there on this. I'm everywhere I can to get the word out because the 2018-20, we got huge problems in this country. Three things that I declare: election fraud is real, voter suppression, micro-targeting is huge. It's a new frontier of what they're doing with these voter databases to screw us. And the third thing that we have to start winning by 2020 is start decorrupting these politicians by voting them out, because the third wheel, the third leg of this hideous election fraud scheme is gerrymandering.
Who's that? Oh, gerrymandering. Oh, okay.
Let's
go kick Jerry's ass. Who is Jerry?
Yeah, let's go get Jerry. Yeah, well, there was a guy named Jerry, and he mandered his own district. He picked his own voters, and that's happening all over. Arizona, you know, got a little better, but it could do a lot more.
These districts should have more than five pointers. I understand how that's a, you know, manipulation of the electorate, but it gets to the point to where, you know, it's like everybody's pissed off at the government. And you know, you gerrymander that. Well, what happens is they have 144% registered voters then eligible to vote in L.A. County. Need I say more? You know, and then with early balloting, and it's just a computer, and yep, that guy won, so sayeth the button. I'm going, wow. John Brakey, just a little bit of focus in Knox County, Tennessee, and we'll get us a real election. John Brakey, going to get hired. Yep, what we got to do. We're going to send in a little John, say hello. This is, all roads lead to Knox County, as far as I'm concerned, in this next
election
cycle.
Well, you got my help there. You know that, Eric.
And to hear Glenn talk about it, it's a very conservative, low tax, not as much. I mean, it's still got, you know, $800 million in debt, but I mean, it's not like ridiculous. I mean, that's ridiculous already. But I mean, I've some smaller counties and communities, it's amazing how much bond, debt. And this is what got you started.
Yes.
It was a bond election.
And I stopped the last bond election here I remember telling you that story. That I caught him rigging, and I got the whole thing on video. I got a 24-page document that has 105 links, and it tells story after story, maybe a paragraph. But if you want to know how California was done, that's called the stack, the strip, and the flip. It's just incredible. We sued in San Diego, and we proved it. Now we're going back in San Diego saying, give us the ballot. We want to look at that last 35% to see if fraction magic was used on it. You know,
magic is the ability to just put in a variable into the computer and predetermine that somebody gets whatever percentage or they take away, you know, a little bit here and there. It's whatever they want to do. It's just software. So,
you know, since you brought up Tennessee, let's talk about Tennessee. The guy who found it was out of Memphis, Tennessee. He was a 40-year-old young black guy, just incredibly computer illiterate.
Yeah.
And he found out that their voter database was tied to the ballots. And black people were always electing white prosecutors. And then he found out that they were being fractionalized and that the black people, when they voted, had 3/5 of a vote.
Huh?
The white people had the rest. Huh, I wonder where that came from.
Really? No crap. They just put the Constitution racial, you know, inequality right into the program. They go, what the hell? We'll use that number.
Yeah.
That's evil, man.
It really is evil. It really is.
This is from the GEM software. Okay. For the archive here, I just want people to understand what this is. Bev Harris, what she realized, there was a company that was, you know, doing a lot of election fraud, and I can't even remember, it was Diebold, whatever the heck. And she, when they, early parts of the broadband, the internet, you know, in the early 2000s or so on, when a company was sold, she knew that they had different files up there in FTP, and they never secured them. They're just on the internet out there willy-nilly. Well, she realized that when this company got bought up, they still had all these files up there, and they didn't secure them. So she just went up, and she found the actual software that they were using to take these votes, you know, and she downloaded it as quickly as she could, gave it to Rice University and some other computer science, whatever, and they go, yeah, we can see what they're doing. And then this kid, you know, took the GEMS, I call it GEMS for global, whatever the hell, election management systems or something.
Yep, you got it.
And they took this, and he went through it, and he goes, I see what they did. I can read code. Look, they did this, and this. We're 3/5 of voters if you're black. And I'm going, that's awesome, man. Caught him red-handed. Did anybody go to jail for that or get in trouble?
Nobody ever goes to jail.
Ever.
So, I think of all the times I caught him in Arizona. Red-handed.
All the way up. Governor, Attorney General. Telling you, did things go exactly the way I said they would? I mean,
They are, but I see a tipping point happening.
You definitely do it. Just understand it's a cultural thing. It's not like they're some legislator or judge going to slap themselves on the forehead and go, oh, you should have told it. All right, here we go.
There are those that just want to be left alone and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not.
So good! So good!
I got a year.
Woo!
I feel nice.
John Brakey on the case. You know, this is, I'm telling you. You know, you just know if you point John in a certain direction and you get some work done and some attention. And, oh, by the way, coming out of Memphis, Tennessee was the, you know, as far as I'm concerned, one of the most valuable things that was done by a young black man is he goes, you know what? I'm looking in the code and you know what I'm noticing? That I'm 3/5 of a vote. Somebody's just being a dick setting this up. And I'm going, yep. Then John knew exactly what was going on. This is, it's coming to, God, man, if it's at DEF CON and you got people paying attention and they know, they just going to try and blow it off and make it nothing to see here, move along for another election cycle? Are you thinking there's, you know, kind of open understanding revelations would be a coming and people are reforming or they're just trying to hold it off one more election cycle? What do you think, John?
I think that people are running scared in the elections. I think that, I think that let's just use Maricopa as an example. Okay.
Maricopa County here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah. Adrian Fontes was there.
I'm sorry, who, what?
Adrian Fontes, your county recorder, was there.
Oh, is that her name?
No, him. Adrian.
Oh, him? Oh, we got somebody.
Ex-Marine. And an ex-Marine.
So he's a good guy, bad guy, what up?
Good guy, really good guy, and he's going to stay good guy because people like you and me and others are going to friend him, and we're going to go ahead and keep him that way because, you know, he is in a barrel with a lot of bad apples, okay? But he was shocked by what he heard and saw up there. And
was he up at DEF CON?
Oh, yeah, he certainly was. That was
really?
Great to see him there.
That shocked me right there.
Yeah, and he sat through all these seminars and with the best scientists and found out that I was right. His machinery, especially the old M100s that they changed into Sequoias, are pieces of crap. And that, you know, he somehow needs to find the funding to get into the digital imagery. I think he's very progressive, but I know he's also being chased by the status quo in this state because they're afraid of him. He now is in charge of 61% or 62% of the total state vote.
And, all the more reason not to expect some major something. Is he a, you know, Democrat, a Republican, a Liberty guy, reform wants to get accurate, or he just wants to hold it off on
nothing? I would say that he's a Democrat, definitely, but I would say that he's probably more of a libertarian-style type Democrat. He's a Marine, okay?
There you go.
You know? He's a jarhead.
I used to think that might mean something, does it? I mean,
I think in his case he does, because I've heard him speak quite a bit. And, you know, I only became friends with him just after when I sued the whole state. But his first cousin is one of my best friends, and he's from Nogales. And he's in there for the long-term fight.
County Recorder is I've been the source of my election problems since, like, you know, the late 80s, early 90s. I've been fighting these guys for freaking ever. That is the core of the problem for Arizona, is the county recorder and elections department there. That is the laser beam. You know, send the cat over there after the laser beam, okay? So,
right.
And, you know, him getting in, Is that are we better off things changing? They're not going to give a budget to change the machines.
That's right, but he is probably not going to be using the M100s. You know, I guess they're going to, since the vote by mail is 85%, I just would like to see him jump these old Sequoia 400Cs that were M650s before. These machines you're using up there were made in the early 1990s or late 80s, okay? And they've been reconditioning them. And if we went and bought some new type machines like these ES&S DS850s, which in this video put out, well, you'll see how it works, that would create an image. He could create 1,043 precincts, and he could put up every ballot per precinct, and then we would have something that's verified, of course. We would have to watch out for ballot stuffing, okay, like you're thinking it's happening in L.A. I don't know. I'm going to be meeting with people over there. I just heard this news about in the last couple of days that there's 1.44. I don't know how true that is.
There's ballot everything.
But I will say Dean Logan is not my favorite character, and he runs the L.A. system, okay?
Well, what am I to expect here in Maricopa County? Am I to expect that the county elections is going to, you know, he has the equipment, the capacity to even count it accurately or not? Because they haven't in the past.
Well, it all depends
changing,
upon
what you're
the,
doing.
No, I would say that the real big change is this. You know, I sued Maricopa a couple of times because, you know, when I first ran Fraction Magic, I wasn't interested in setting it up. I was interested to see how fast I could de-rig. Maricopa likes to do the lottery pick before they commit the results. Because once they do the lottery, then they can go in the back room and say, oh, we got these 9 precincts that we're going to select and these records, and they can de-rig it faster than you can rig it. You got to realize there's a table. You go in, you put your percentages. If you pick that one, you want to count it normally, just unrig it. I had to sue them to get them to sign the signatures, and I still think they're not doing it.
Yeah, no.
Under the old administration. No, you know what I went through.
No, they just, you know, one more election cycle. Think about it. You started, what was the election in Pima? Was that 92 election, 93?
No, that was 2004 when I jumped in. That's when I first met you.
No, I meant 2003, 2004. So this is when we first started. There was a bond election to the tune of a gazillion dollars.
$2 billion. That was 2006. But what got me started
like real
really
money.
Was your election up there on LD20 and how that whole line. Scandalous Jan Brewer and the whole thing and the lying, the hiding of witnesses.
Ernie, look,
and
they're
the error,
cheating.
3.8% rate. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm so shocked. See, the thing is that, you know, I'd run for Secretary of State in 94 predicting what was going to happen.
By 2004.
No, it was 94 when I first ran.
94, okay.
And then 2006 I ran again.
Yeah, I remember
that. From the 2004 election, what I had warned and exactly how it was going to happen happened. And I go, see, neon freaking flashing, I told you so. And let me show you what's going to happen. It's not going to get fixed. The FBI came in, seized all the ballots, stopped the recount. You're not allowed to look, nothing to see here. Yeah. And I go, you'll never hear about this election or the fraud or these counts ever again. Yeah. And it just went away. On federal came in and jurisdiction of what the hell, just came down, took all the ballots, and it's done. Because it, you know, exposed the 2004 presidential election fraud that was going on here in Maricopa County. And I'm just, I am so, like, neon duh, but John took this opportunity to learn about the process and how they could get at the data on the hard drives. And they did everything they could for years to delay access to that. Every single step, you always proved the fraud in the previous election, but then you got the next election to prove more fraud, and they never fixed it. Then they get the right hardware to be able to, they turn it off. You know, this is, at some point, you know, you may have an election you can believe in. Has that ever happened yet?
Yeah, it has, a couple of times.
Where?
I did it in Santa Cruz County. Yeah. I did it when the bond election, where they had won 11 bond elections in a row. This is November 2015. And they were having $800 million. I caught them. I went down there and I filmed the logic and accuracy test. And then because of me and Jack Harper back in 2008.
Which is a state legislator.
Yeah. we passed a law that all this equipment has to be under camera. Well, you know, during election, I do set up multiple screens on my TV, and I can see different election departments. And by chance, I caught FEMA County breaking and entering into the computer, launching a fraction magic attack, okay, and have it all on film, okay? And then
we don't think we know. We know.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I'm looking forward. All right, we're going to do this on a regular basis. It's time. We're going to get into. So that means between now and November of 18, you know, just over a year, yeah. Now we're going to expect to have you on at least double digits. You know, 10 times. You know,
good.
We'll go every month or so. We just do whatever our schedules work, and yep. The audience will see the progression of the activism against the fraud and how far they're willing to go. You never saw a law pass faster than to stop John from being able to see something, okay?
Exactly.
So this is happening nationwide. Knox County, Tennessee! Knox County, Tennessee! I tell you, I want to make sure we get some attention there. There was going to be a lot of attention. The Levolution is going to be there. And if we can make sure we get a fair election, then I'm thinking we're going to have some good news for everybody. And we'll at least learn something. You know, thanks for coming. I'm looking forward to doing this on a regular basis because it's getting time. And DEF CON goes, yep, it'd be hackable and probably hacked. And they go, yeah, okay, thanks. Now what? I mean,
now what is this? I've never seen such great activism since maybe when I was hanging out with Abby Hoffman in the late, in the early 70s, okay? It's incredible what's going on. And there's an energy building. There's a tipping point happening. And a tipping point doesn't mean we need 90% of the people. A tipping point sometimes is 10 or 12% in order to get the herd to move. And it's happening. And what we are proposing with these ballot images really throw and take away their impunity. And we're looking to hit all over the country, get case law made. And I'll say this right now. We're negotiating possibly on a large grant that I'll hire 45 activists. Okay, train them, bring them to Tucson, and then start working in these different states and hitting real hard. Educate, investigate, and get ready to rumble. Litigate.
Well, where's your financial support? I mean, are you getting a stable base? Is there some people are going, yeah, we're going to keep John in it, or are you just throwing money?
Yeah, right now they're funding me, and then they've asked me to put a program together that I've been working on for a few months.
Who's funding you?
I have some people out of California.
So, I mean, individuals or a group?
Individuals.
Yeah, there you go.
And
well, thank you, individuals. Thank you.
Yeah, this is really. Important.
Are they funding you? Do you fear that some of them may be to, you know, direct you, control you, to stop you? Or are they just like, hey, you just keep doing what you're doing and, you know, this is my activism giving you money?
A check comes in the mail and it's a pretty good size one. And it says, I support you and everything you're doing, no strings attached.
Freaking A. Freaking A.
That's the way it has to be.
No.
What
I
do is not about the right or left. It's about right, wrong, greed, and corruption.
No, I vote John Brakey.
Thanks, Ernie.
John, go kick ass, man. Here's some money. You know, I want to help, and I'm telling you, the reason it's Glenn Jacobs is such a high quality individual. I hate to see him screwed in this way, but I know that his effort is going to have benefits and dividends forever and always just because of the philosophy, his demeanor, the campaign he's going to run, the awakening of a lot. And if this issue, I don't think, you know, probably he should get in the middle. He doesn't have to. We don't need him to whatever unless it becomes an issue. But I just want to make sure that he gets some attention on you examining what's going on there to make sure, because it's at a county level, and fortunately he's running for mayor of the county. The way this jurisdiction works, you have Knoxville, the city, and then you have the county, and the county has its own, you know, kind of layer of government there. And if at the county level is where they're doing the elections, this is a really unique opportunity to focus on that as part of this county race. So and even if you don't have his cooperation or participation, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's just accuracy of the, you know, I take a look at that. Knox County,
I will. No,
Tennessee,
I will
and let me know what you think.
Yeah, no, I'll go ahead and I'll Google it. I'll put it on verified voting. I'll look at their equipment, and that instantly will tell me what's kind of going on.
And, yeah, now if you know who the vendors are and the equipment they got, you already know what's going on because that's...
You know, it's like I'm almost at a PhD on this stuff now for all the thousands or tens of thousands of hours I put into this thing.
You know, that's one thing. You know, what was it? Malcolm Gladwell had Outliers and David and Goliath, and the whole thing was it was 10,000 hours on anything, and you're a great violinist, you're a great computer programmer, you're a great pianist, you're a great soccer player, you're a great something. 10,000 hours.
Yeah.
John's hit way over his 10,000 hours.
Well, am I ever, you know. I wake up in the morning, and, you know, Ernie, since my heart attack, you know, 7 years ago, thanks to you, Maricopa, in 2010, is that I really come around quite a way on this thing that I've learned. That if I can't get up in the morning and have love in my heart and do this, I don't want to do it. Okay.
This is, I'm glad that it's great that you finally got a benefactor or benefactors and patrons that, you know, let you focus on this.
Yeah.
It's amazing that, you know, and it's not unexpected, but, you know, you like myself, you know, we have our supporters that just trust that we're focused on the right stuff. And my thing is, if you think you're going to vote yourself free, you haven't been paying attention. It's a cultural thing for me, but the legitimacy of this entire system is based on the fact that voted and it was accurate and it was done correctly and it's verifiable. And you know, and they take this, it's election, we rule you and your serfs and livestock and get over it because we got this election. Well, if you look at it and you go, that's not what happened. Yeah, but damn it, we got the number and the printout right here, and what are you going to do about it? Well, here comes John going, yeah, well, you know, we see that you're liar, liar, pants on fire. So I want to help, but if I can get you just to even take a look and get your name on
the
Knox County thing, then you'd be doing me a solid here.
Now, hey, I would love to do it for you, Ernie, and I love to fight anywhere I can, you know. But it is interesting. When an election goes down, the first person you call is not Ghostbusters anymore. You call John Brakey.
He damn
can't
Skippy.
Believe the calls I get.
Damn Skippy.
You know? Yeah.
That's why I want to get in line early on.
And that's where I'm very hopeful. But I'll say one thing I want to ask you a question about now, real quick.
Yeah, real quick. I got to get to my next.
Is that, you know, the Democrats were always, as you know, very fair to get behind election fraud because they're afraid people weren't going to vote. Clearly, the people in this country know that election fraud is real. And I'm really worried that if the parties don't do something, more people are not going to vote because they know it's a joke. They become more maybe the way you think, that you're wasting your time.
Still
and you're
voting?
Throwing your, yeah. And so I'll tell you what I'm thinking is that I'm putting this program together, and one of the things that we may wind up doing, and this is just a thought, we may be developing a special app with some other people that we may say, this is that the system is not fixed by this time. I promise you that I am going to do something. It's very scary going in this country right now. That's a trend. People are writing or calling their recorder's office and say, I've had enough. Take me off the voter rolls. I quit. And
yeah. You know what? You know, there was a, all right, real quick. Got 1 minute. There was a homeschool effort by a pastor that was called Escape from Dunkirk. And his whole point was, is by this next fall, all good Christians should just pull their kids out of public school. This is like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. And it was just Escape from Dunkirk. Well, here comes the new movie. Well, Dunkirk was just get off the beach, man. The people just came with the rowboats and whatever and sail, just get the troops off. Go, go, go. Well, this is the same kind of thing. You know, it'd be Escape from Dunkirk. You know, the escape from the escape from the big government, escape. And the best way is to protest is just unregister. And if you got a wave of that, which may be a starting someday, you know, there's going to be interesting.
Got to be
stuff.
A bigger wave than that.
Yeah, and something. I'm just this attitude.
I know, but let me add the last.
I gotta go, man.
Just quickly, it's this. Hey, pull my vote. I'm not paying taxes anymore.
Ooh, I'll piss them off.
Because no representation, no money.
Got it. Hey, man, we'll have you on soon. Bye.
Bye.